This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Fresh off the passage on July 3rd of the One Big Beautiful Bill, the U.S. House was back at work this week, turning its attention to, among other things, crypto legislation. While the ghost of Jeffrey Epstein haunted the House like a bad dream. Epstein, you remember, committed suicide while incarcerated nearly 6 years ago, having been convicted of sex trafficking of minors in Florida and New York, and leaving behind tons of speculation of a possible who's who of people engaged in Epstein's activities. The list allegedly includes the names of high-profile celebrities and politicians, and an inquiring public wants to know more about that list. It's been the subject of numerous conspiracy theories, and there's no question it has presented problems for the leadership of the House. Frankly, it has divided Republicans. Evidence of that surfaced this week when Attorney General Pam Bondi, who previously claimed the list was on her desk, reversed course and said there was no such list and no more files would be made public. The MAGA world went berserk. Tom Massey of Kentucky and Ro Khanna of California had a discharge petition to release the files. Speaker Mike Johnson, in a rare disagreement with the White House, even suggested transparency on the issue. There were demands for Bondi's resignation or firing by some of President Trump's most ardent supporters. So Crypto Week, the week set aside to make law on all matters crypto, House leaders found themselves trying to smooth over a serious divide in the GOP over a tabloid-level issue that persisted all week. The House did finally move the three crypto bills, the Clarity Act, a regulatory framework for digital assets, the Genius Act, dealing with stablecoins, and the Anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act, prohibiting the creation of a central bank digital currency over privacy concerns. Genius and Clarity passed overwhelmingly, while the anti-CBDC bill passed only 219 to 210. Later on Thursday, the House Rules Committee took up consideration of the rescissions package after the Senate modified a previously approved version by the House. But that ghost of Jeffrey Epstein hovered in the room as members found difficulty in moving the rule over disagreements over the Epstein files. It was even rumored at one point that leadership had considered canceling next week's agenda so members could go home and not face a vote on the Massey-Khanna discharge petition. Of course, that turned out not to be the case. Instead, the Rules Committee proposed a rule that deemed passage of the $9 billion rescission package. We call that a self-executing rule. I'm sorry if all this seems confusing. Even members up here have a hard time understanding how all this gets worked out the way it does. Maybe that's part of the strategy. Kind of like that game at the baseball park where you try to keep your eye on the shell with the peanut. Pretty easy at first, but then it goes pretty fast and then you find yourself guessing. So really late on Thursday, actually early Friday morning, we finally passed the rescissions package. We also passed the DOD appropriations bill with associated amendments, the second of 12 bills to clear the House, but clearly the biggest at over $831 billion. And on the subject of appropriations, while all that drama on Epstein and rescissions played out, I did get my transportation and housing and urban development bill out of committee. In a seven-hour markup on Thursday, we passed them that nearly $90 billion appropriations bill funding all things transportation and housing. I look forward to getting it to the floor for House consideration. Finally, just a quick word about government funding. Fundamental to our duty in Congress is passing annual appropriation bills. That's what funds the government. Last year, we failed to come to agreement and ended up with a continuing resolution. That funding runs out on September 30th, and without a full-year appropriation bill, we'll either have to have another CR or risk a shutdown. I'm on record as saying another CR is totally unacceptable. We cannot afford to lose any more time on moving these funding bills. We're already behind the power curve, and time is slipping away. It would be terribly unfortunate if we fail again. Time will tell. But with so much energy and time consumed by the One Big Beautiful Bill, We are where we are. I hope we can come back next week and move closer to the right solution. That is, if the ghost of Epstein doesn't reappear. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.